Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire. New ideas, new innovations, and a new way of doing things. That's what makes Acquire a leader in the world of workforce planning and analytic solutions. And that's what makes HR Evolution a force in the HR industry. Learn more about Acquire's innovative technology solutions at acquireinc.com.
Welcome to the HR Happy Hour. This is episode 98. Nate's from an HR Evolution. Welcome to the show. My name is Steve Bowes. With me, as always, the HR minion, Shauna Morkey.
Hi.
Hey, Shauna. Great to talk to you again. It's just been a couple of days since we were together, which is fantastic.
I miss you already, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you. I miss you too, Shauna. Hey, so, and I mean that.
That didn't sound
forced. Did it? That didn't even, I promise you, it's true. So, it's Thursday, May 5th, 2011. If you find yourself listening to this show on the archive or the replay, this may or may not be the holiday known as Cinco de Wempen. I'm not really even sure anymore, but it is May 5th, 2011. So, happy Cinco, you know, whatever, to whatever you're celebrating out there. Our call-in number tonight, 646-378-1086. And, Shauna, that number is especially important tonight because we did not book any guests. I have no prearranged guests or callers calling in tonight. So we thought that the excitement and the energy from last weekend's HR Evolution event in Atlanta would carry over to the show, and there'd be some sort of HR evolutionary spillover, and folks would want to call in and say hello and share some of their thoughts and stories and take on the event. So if you have called in already, and a lot of folks have, hang out for a few minutes. We'll get to you. Please, please, please press 1 on your phone when you're ready to come on, and I will know to open up your line. So, and we will. I promise we'll get to all the calls tonight as well. And finally, on Twitter, our hashtag, of course, HR Happy Hour. Shauna keeps an eye on that for us as well, and is our sort of Twitter hall monitor. And there's some ancillary hashtags flying around as well, Cinco de Wempen and HR Evolution, but our show, HR Happy Hour as well. So welcome. It's great to be back. We had a great event in Atlanta. I do just before we get into sort of the Shauna, before we get into the fun and the laughs and sort of the stories and whatever else we're going to get into, I really, really just have to get a little serious for a second, and I just want to make an acknowledgement and sort of a bit of a tribute to a friend of the show, a friend of the HR Evolution, one of our first attendees. She was at the first HR Evolution, Panina Sachs, who from Cincinnati. Panina was a great supporter of the show, and we learned this week, sadly, that her untimely passing earlier in the week. She was a superb HR professional from Cincinnati. She attended the HR Evolution. She was a great friend to those of us. Yeah, she was really fantastic person, a great friend of the show, a great friend of the community. I know some of the longtime listeners of the show knew Panina very well. I didn't know her too well, but I knew enough of her to know she was just a fantastic lady. And so our regards to her her family and all of her friends as well. So we will miss Penina and sort of let's, you know, we'll dedicate the show to her because she was a really great person. So, So what else? What other announcements do we have? So we have a couple of things coming up that are pretty cool. I'll be at the our show sponsor, our great friends, Lois Melbourne and Company at Acquire Software. Acquire.com, who sponsored the HR Evolution, certainly, as well as sponsor this show, and they're great friends of ours. I'll be at their user event in a couple of weeks. We will be doing an extra bonus HR happy hour from the Acquire user event, which is going to be on Monday, May 23rd. The time is sort of TBD on that, but you can look for that on Monday, May 23rd, a little bonus HR happy hour show. We'll sneak in there.
Nice.
So we'll make sure we get the word out on that as it gets closer. And then the other announcement I have, which is this is really cool as well, Shauna. We're going to start in late May a new little series of show, a little spin-off, if you will. We're spinning off.
Yeah.
Although it's still me, though. You don't get a new guest star. It's not like when, you know, the Mary Tyler Moore spun off, you know, Rhoda or something, right? It's still me, but we'll be doing a few shows this summer, the HR Happy Hour Europe edition, right? Can you dig that, Shauna? HR Happy Hour Europe.
That.
Yeah, in conjunction.
If only we were going to Europe for it.
Yeah, that's the ironic part. I'll be sitting in my kitchen, much like I am right now. But
right.
The HR Happy Hour Europe show, the first episode of that little limited edition series will be Wednesday, May 25th. Which will be at 3 p.m. Eastern time, which will be 8 o'clock in the U.K. So we have some special guests that are being cooked up by our friends Felix Wetzel and Mervyn Dinnan, our friends at JobSite. So HR Happy Hour Europe will be starting on May 25th. So we're looking forward to that as well. All right,
very
Shauna,
cool.
Those are my announcements. Do you have any announcements, anything you want to share, before we get on our way tonight?
Only that I should have picked up tequila for Cinco de Wampen.
Yes, no kidding. I have a feeling many of us are going to feel a little bit let down by our Cinco de Wampen preparations. But be that as it may, let's plow forward with the show. So this is HR Happy Hour. We're talking about the HR Evolution Show. I'm Steve Bose. Shauna is with me as well. 646-378-1086. On Twitter, our hashtag is HR Happy Hour, so we're so glad you're with us. Let's talk about the HR Evolution. I think, Shauna, let's go right to the switchboard, right to the calls before I
jump
start giving
it.
My, you know, long-winded take on the event. You were there. Lots of people were there. We don't need to hear what I think about it. Let's talk to you, area code 618. Welcome to the HR Happy Hour.
Happy Cinco de Wempen, everyone.
Hey, Trish.
Hi, it's Trish. I am here, and I'm very excited about the show about HR Evolution, but I'm more excited because it is Cinco de Wempen, and here in St. Louis, we have been preparing all week for this in our celebration, along with R.J. Morris and Dwayne Lay, and I am having our traditional Cinco de Wempen meal, which includes avocado, potatoes, and English muffins. So, anyway, I just thought I'd share that. Oh, and tequila, obviously tequila. So. Yeah, that's how we celebrate here in the Midwest anyway. I don't know about anybody else. I'll be curious. I think if we can hear throughout the show what other people are doing in other parts of the world, be fantastic. So anyway, that's how we celebrate it here. It's very traditional for us. So
so you're doing the traditional Cinco de Wempen celebration. Fair enough. I didn't, you know, a holiday that apparently was created 5 days ago. It's interesting that it already has traditions. Like traditions have formed. In the 5 days,
yeah,
since Cinco de Wempen was created. So we're, in case we haven't, you don't know this, our guest, our caller, I should say, because we had no guest tonight, Shauna, but our caller here is co-founder of the HR Evolution events themselves, Trish McFarland. So, Trish, thank you for calling in. Tell us a little bit about the event and your take on it. You've been there since the beginning as the co-creator. What made this event good, special, different? What were some of your takeaways?
Well, you know, the one thing for me personally, and I know we each sort of have our own reasons we go and what we're looking to get out of it, and I'll talk more as a participant than a planner, because I think once I got there, I really tried to focus on being a participant as much as I possibly could while still making sure things were going rather smooth. And for me, I thought that one of the things that I saw different this year was we all started coming in a little bit earlier than last year or the year before, and so it left a lot more time for just networking, just talking and visiting, and for me, that was the real reason to go, even though the sessions were great, and I tried to hit as many as I could, but there were definitely some that, for me personally, were really, really meaningful. Josh Letourneau's social network analysis really did turn out to be everything I hoped for and more, so it was actual practical examples of how to use that particular technology that I know I'm going to take back to my workplace, and I was really lucky in that my boss, David Cook, came with me, and so he was able to hit some sessions I didn't, and so between the two of us, we're already talking about how we can incorporate many of the HR Evolution ideas that were shared by the participants and the speakers into our HR strategy for the hospital. So to me, that's really exciting. It's sort of bringing my social media world into my day-to-day job in a solid, meaningful way. So for me, that's the biggest difference. It's finally, it feels very real year-round. I don't feel like it's just a one-day thing. The other one I want to say that I really enjoyed and give a special shout out to Charlie Judy and Mary Ellen Slater. The HR Slam session, I have to admit, just on paper, I was a little confused as to exactly what that was going to look like. But
yeah, for the record, I had to talk you into including that session, as I recall.
Oh, really?
But carry on, Trish. Carry on.
He did. Well, I just was confused. I didn't understand exactly the premise and how it was all going to work and play out. But if Mary Ellen or Charlie happen to call in, please feel free to explain far better than I can. But, you know, we broke up into teams, and Mary Ellen and Charlie had sort of solicited case studies in advance, both from the Smart Brief readers as well as people in the social media arena. Mary Ellen happened to choose one that came from a Smart Brief reader, and so it was a company in Wyoming that didn't have human resources. And so basically they had, you know, roughly 40 or more people who are HR professionals working on their real-life HR issue. And it was a competition, and it was fun, and, you know, you had to work with your team, and my team did not win, but we had a good time with it. And, again, it's just like, when would you have that opportunity to really sit down and solve an issue on the spot with other professionals, and you got to see how their work styles really kicked in and came into play. And then at the end of the day, I mean, there's a tangible takeaway that it's going to be given back to this company, all these recommendations of seriously what they can do to address some of the HR issues they had. So to me, I think that's different. We struggled with that in the first one. We all kind of left feeling like, wow, we wish we would have had some sort of a tangible takeaway. I think Charlie and Mary Ellen nailed it. They really did a great job. So that's my personal takeaways.
Yeah, and Trish, and we'll mention this later at the end of the show one more time, but just so we can get it out there for the folks who are listening now, tell us just a little bit about what's happening in Las Vegas, you know, and sort of the special little bonus HR Evolution event that's coming up.
Yeah, so we have been asked by LRP Publications, who puts on the HR Technology Conference in the fall, to partner with them. They are wanting to incorporate the HR Evolution type event into their event, and so it's very exciting. I mean, this is breaking new ground for them and for us. It gives us exposure to different people. It gives them exposure to different people than might normally go. So we are we're just kind of putting finishing touches on what, you know, how, I guess, how long the sessions will go and that sort of thing. But tickets should go on sale early next week. We're hoping for Monday, and there's only going to be 150, and that will be it. They will be gone. And I feel like, you know, we had a long waiting list of people that didn't make it to this one, so I do think that when they go on sale, it'll probably be pretty quick. But
is there going to be a discount again for the first set?
Pardon me?
Is there going to be another discount for, like, the first 25? That was cool.
We are still kind of working that out, so
yeah, you know, maybe we might be able to do that. Why not? I think, can we make an executive decision? I'd say that's
like okay, see, Bose is making an executive decision. Oh. So there you go.
Yay!
No, but that's going to be great. Yeah, that's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, so Mandalay Bay in Vegas, I mean, what's not to love? And I really hope that if there are listeners or people who normally don't consider the HR Technology Conference, maybe you're a generalist, you know, like me, I used to wonder, like, would I really benefit from going? I have to personally say, this is one of the conferences I learned the most from. So I would encourage everyone to give it a try if you have not before. It's a really great event, and I have learned so much in the last three times I've attended. So I think everyone will get a good benefit from it.
Well, cool, Trish. Trish, thanks so much. Hang out with us as long as you like. There are quite a few other folks who want to get on board tonight, so I want to take a few more calls. This is the HR Happy Hour. We are talking about the HR evolution. We're sort of an open invitation for folks to call in tonight. We're either at the event as an attendee, a presenter, a sponsor, or just an observer. Maybe you just hung out on the back channel and you want to make a comment or ask a question about what happened at the event if you didn't get a chance to go there. It was fun, of course, but it was, I think, as Trish suggests, you know, we seem to this year maybe push it just a little bit further than just the fun and hanging out part. Well, maybe slightly. Maybe not everyone did, Sean. I don't know. But we created a new holiday, Cinco de Wempen. There's a potential that the lobster and mac and cheese is going to start to rival the bacon, you know, as the food of choice among the HR set. So
I don't know. It has to be pretty damn good to beat out bacon.
Yeah. No. Oh, the bacon cupcakes were there as well that our friends at the choir organized for us. So hey, let's take a few more calls. There are a few more folks who want to get on board. Let's go to line 3, area code 702. You're on the HR Happy Hour. Welcome.
Hey, it's China. How are you guys?
Hey, China.
So I'm sorry, I'm in my car. I'm going to be real. I just spent the afternoon with the Zappos family, which is always, you know, just an amazing experience. But I wanted to just say one thing about HR Evolution, besides that it was a fantastic experience, besides the organizing, besides the venue, the hotel, the food, and everything. It seems to me, as I've been thinking about, so what did all of those people have in common besides HR, right? What is it? What's the special thing? And I don't think it's Twitter, and I don't think it's sort of the larger community of HR folks through blogs and Twitter and that kind of thing. I think that the common denominator there are, these are HR activists. These are HR folks who certainly are early adopters with technology and with social media and those kinds of things. But they're HR folks from all walks of life who share this thing about making HR, as the keynote speaker Liz Godden from Kimberly-Clark said, a destination function within an organization, and who are really thinking radical thoughts about community, about the profession, about their value in a business, not just the same old tired, you know, I wish I had a seat at the table. These are people, I think everyone who was there are what I am starting to call in my mind HR activists.
Right.
I just thought I'd throw that out. We can talk about it. We can go on to the next caller. But I was just really kind of thinking, what is it that we all really, really in the heart have in common?
Right,
And I think, and so that's my answer to that question. Nobody asked it, but that's my answer.
No, China, I love that. That's great, sort of that sort of activist HR community coming together at the HR Evolution, which I'd sort of agree with that assessment as well. China, you led a great session with Paul Smith, co-led a session with Paul Smith in the final block of sessions, which was a great session. Would you care to comment a little bit at all about your session and some of the things you talked about and maybe what you learned at your own session?
Sure. It was really Paul's session. I was just sort of second chairing, and if he's on the line, I hope he'll talk as well, because he just did a masterful job of preparing. And we didn't say in our session, actually, that those buttons on the table that said, I've been influenced by HR Evolution, those were from Paul. Paul had those made up, did the design and everything, and shared them with everybody. And so I'm not sure we gave him sort of credit for that, and we need to do that. But
I didn't know
the
that.
Conversation was really going to be about, so in your organization, as a business leader, how do you become influential and what does it mean and how can you use your influence? And that's not where the conversation went. Paul and I spent a lot of time, 2 hours, on the phone talking about how this conversation might go. And we were really focused on having it be a conversation, which was why we rearranged the room into that big sort of discussion circle that somebody tweeted out was a circle of trust, and so that sort of took on a life of its own. But
right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, the conversation went in a way of this sort of activist way of, so how can we keep this community of activism within HR alive? And Mike Haberman and Dwayne Lay and a number of others were particularly passionate. And so that's where the conversation went, not sort of to a personal and professional, you know, when I get influenced, what do I do with it, but really how does this group stay connected? How does this group really work in concert to change the larger HR agenda? You know, the SHRM word was spoken of. You know, lots of things were talked about. But it really went in a really different, interesting way, which was great because Paul and I were really focused that it wasn't our discussion. It was the discussion of the people who were in that room. And I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, it was a really interesting session. I sat in on quite a bit of it, and I did think it was interesting the different directions it took. And, you know, even though that poser, Dwayne Lay, tried to hijack it a couple times,
hey,
you guys reined him in and
you
kept it under
nice
control.
To him.
Tina, thanks so much. I want to move on because there's lots of other folks who want to get on board tonight. So thank you so much. Great session. Great to see you again. This is HR Happy Hour. We're talking about the HR evolution last week, and lots of folks want to get on board. Our call-in number, 646-378-1086. Please press 1 if you're on the line, or if you do call
there
in.
There are a lot of people who want
to
talk.
We are going to get all the calls. We have to go after show till 11 o'clock tonight, Shauna. We will, I promise.
Oh, geez.
Well, no,
wow.
I don't really mean that, but let's just say that for now. Cinco de Wempen going on as well, so people are in a good mood. It's our Twitter hashtag, HR Happy Hour, as well, so we'll keep an eye on that. So let's go right down the line. Let's go to line 4. Area code 786, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys, good evening and happy Cinco de Wempen. It's John from Miami, Florida.
Johnny,
hey,
how are you? The great Johnny Nick, Cigar SPHR, three-time attendee of the HR Evolution, a legacy, if you will.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to say how I'm celebrating Cinco de Wempen first. Since my mother-in-law is very French and she's kind of bummed out about the whole Cinco de Mayo, Battle of Puebla, Napoleon losing, she's very happy about, I'm happy to report, she's excited about Cinco de Wempen because she needs a new holiday. So
nice.
Thank you, Brian, for that. And we had tacos, but we had an iCarly twist. We had spaghetti tacos tonight. So
nice. I love the only a parent of kids of a certain age would appreciate the iCarly reset from Johnny, but I do. I appreciate it.
That went totally over my head.
I think with being a three-time attendee and seeing the evolution of the revolution. I want to say number two ended a little controversial. You know, we were all left with a charge and we were supposed to break out of the echo chambers. And this time around, I think the echo chamber got busted solely because of the people who attended. We had the Kimberly Clark CHRO as the keynoter. I forget her name right now because I'm driving.
Yeah, Liz got hung. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Liz was amazing. We had... We had Jay from Tampa, you know, he's a VP at a hospital system. Obviously, Trish's boss was there, David, and, Jason Lawrence. And, I mean, we had senior people attending, which was
Steve
awesome.
Steve Brown, Lois Melbourne, you know, there were some heavy hitters in the room, no doubt. Will Manuel from Ceridian.
Yeah, I mean, and it was neat to see that, and it was neat to see the CEO of Sonar 6 go up against Tin Cup and trying to get his crap blown up in that session. I mean, it was neat to see. So I think this version kind of busted out of the echo chamber a little bit more than the last two, and that was exciting to see.
Right.
And I think, you know, as an HR professional, and you know, my cloud score says I'm an activist, so I'll take that and
Ooh.
I'll run with it. Thank you, China. But it was neat to see that this time around. So I'm excited. I think it's neat to see the new blood come in and kind of share these ideas, and it was definitely, you know, each year the event keeps getting better. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to Vegas because I'll be at Vegas for SHRM National, and I can't convince the school to pay for me twice.
Maybe you could, John. Maybe you could just stay. You could do one of those like hangover movie kind of, you know, go to sleep in June and wake up in October, you know, and still be there.
You know, and I have to apologize. I swear, it's like I blew in on a Thursday, and I'm like, hello, 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 goodbye, I got to go to work, and leaving on Sunday, I'm like, hello, crap, I'm going to miss my flight. So, I'm like, oh, great. What a great way to, promote the brand and the reputation there. I'm never running late. I'm very meticulous about my calendar, just for the record. And I'm sure people take shots at me on Twitter for that, but I don't care.
Go ahead, John.
It was awesome. And, just on a personal note, Steve, not to suck up to you, but you're a classy guy, and that was a real classy thing to say at the beginning of the show. So, that was really cool, and God bless her and her family, and good job. So,
John, thank you so much. Thanks for being, just a huge part of it. I think I wrote my little sum up post. Sean, has there been like 100 million HR Evolution blog posts this week or what?
Oh, yeah.
I know, the
18th for the carnival on it.
Yeah, I know. I specifically thought about, and I really do mean this, the folks who've been there all the way from the beginning, like John and certainly a number of other folks that we try to recognize at the event, they're really sort of the anchors or the rocks that, to me, the event is sort of built on. And without them, there'd be no event, and I do mean that. So John's a super guy, and I appreciate his support and his just being part of our HR Evolution community as well. So, Johnny, thanks
totally.
So much. Appreciate
it. Yeah,
that.
You need a comedic foil. I'm
yeah.
perfect for that.
Yeah,
wait a minute. I didn't do my job.
Where's Zupan tonight when we need him? So,
we need snack on the back channel.
Yeah, we'll call him out. So let's go right down the line, Shauna. What do you say? Let's go to line
Hell
five.
Yeah.
Area code 314, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Poser?
I'm sorry.
I think
you might have the wrong number. This is the HR Happy Hour radio show.
Sorry, my bad. Good. Hey, what's going on? But happy Cinco de Wimpin, everyone.
Hey, Dwayne Lay. Dwayne's acting like it. The whole world recognizes him by his voice. So,
of course you do.
He's
awesome.
Dwayne, I want to ask you. Go ahead.
Well, just let me say, before you, I'm happy to take questions. Before we jump into that,
thanks,
I just want to say.
Dwayne.
So, I'm happy to help. So Trish is actually a traditional Wimpinist. With her muffins and potatoes, I'm actually more of a progressive Wimpinist. So at our house, the progressive Wimpinist dinner is actually Kung Pao beef and a fine Bud Select. So, it's just different sides of the same coin. It's a strong Wimpin community in St. Louis.
You're holding nothing back tonight, Dwayne. You went to that fine domestic brew. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Nice.
So, Dwayne,
local product.
Two questions. One,
yes,
your first time attending the HR Evolution, sort of some general impressions. And two, talk a little bit about, and Shauna, you can, of course, jump in as well, yours and Shauna's session, which I loved. I loved how you opened it. I loved everything about it, quite frankly. So, I'd love for you guys to talk a little bit about your session.
Well, I'll take them in order. Let's talk about my impressions as a first time attendee. I've been to a lot of HR conferences. And this is one of the few where I went in, and I said this on my blog post, I didn't go in expecting to learn anything, because for me it was really about making some of those connections, meeting people I've known online, seeing some folks that I haven't seen in a long time that I've met in real life. And it was really interesting. I had a great discussion this morning with a couple of people that I saw there that we got on the phone and talked, and it's a whole different relationship after you've met in real life. And I want to call back to something that was said a few minutes ago. The session that China and Paul did, I thought was off the charts good. And I think it was because it was, and I hope this isn't taken the wrong way, because it was so unstructured and it was so open. We really did, we bounced around from topic to topic a little bit, because there are so many really passionate people in the room about, the topics we were talking about. And I loved that. That was great. And that's unlike any experience I've ever had at any other conference. And, the spirit of cooperation, the fun people had, and not in a let's blow off the session to go goof around kind of fun, but actually in the room having fun and learning together. It was a very cool vibe. And I just thought it was absolutely amazing. And anybody that hasn't been to one, I think you're absolutely missing out. So, but I should probably hold those comments back until I get my tickets for Vegas.
Yeah, act fast. That's all I've got to say. So Dwayne and Shauna, talk a little bit about your session, which again, like I said, I loved it, and I thought you guys did a great job. So maybe talk a little bit about what you were thinking about, and especially that opening, that opening you did with all the signs, which I thought was really clever and smart.
We needed to explain the different social media archetypes and how people can be kind of creepy online, and all of us at one point has fallen into one of those categories. We really have. I personally have fallen into several.
Yeah, for anyone who wasn't there, the session was really about how to connect in a non-creepy way. That was our title. And what we really went into is really talking about, you know, everybody's a little creepy from time to time, and that's okay.
Totally.
You know, I think what we said, there, you know, none of us are special little snowflakes. We all have a little a little bit of each one of these personalities in us. You know, and so we kind of talked about, hey, here's really what we see a lot of, and all these things are fine. But then it really evolved into this great conversation of things that have happened to people that were really creepy, things that have happened in real life with connections that weren't creepy and why there was a difference.
Right.
Some of it was generational. Some of it was just my favorite was the story about someone who had met someone online, and they started sending them emails and eventually like sent them a picture of the person's house from, I think it was from Google Earth,
creepy.
Saying, this is where you live. It's like, wow, this is my restraining order.
very creepy.
So, but I think it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We had a great room. People were pretty good sports about the whole thing. I had a great co-presenter. You are absolutely
the best one too.
No, you are the yin to my yang. I'm all, you know, a bundle of energy, and you were the calming force in that room. So I had an absolute
calming?
Blast.
That's
doing it. Oh, totally. It's a sliding scale.
I'm the calming one in a relationship. That's bizarre.
It's a sliding scale. It's all relative.
We may have to break you two up for the next time. You know, I don't know.
No, seriously though, Dwayne. Honestly, I would not have had such a good time with the presentation. It wouldn't have been so cool without you.
Well,
yeah,
thanks.
It was a fun time.
Exactly,
and it was really cool. And so did folks get to take home the pictures, by the way, like the banners and everything?
Yeah.
You know, here's what's really funny about that. We handed those out. And, you know, I had managed to get them in my suitcase to get there, and then I brought them in the morning, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I got to carry these around until our 10 o'clock or 10:30 session. So then we gave them out, and so it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, and I said, you guys get to keep those pictures as a gift, so I don't have to schlep them around the rest of the day.
Nice.
And Brad sent us a note back that he had the picture of Perez Hilton. Everyone thought it was Big Love at Eric Weinberger, but it's not. He actually hung his up in his office, and he sent us a picture of it hanging up. So I thought it was really cool. I was
so
very flattered
by
that.
I do have a theory too. You mentioned, you know, the pictures, you managed to sort of give them out. You didn't have to carry them back. We love our friends at Monster.com who sponsored the HR Evolution event from the beginning, and that is my secret theory about those giant monster stuffed animals too. It's like, you know, whoever brought them there, no one wants to take them back, right? So
I think that is.
Someone
There's
is
definitely
taking
something
those
to
monsters.
That.
There's no doubt about that. Dwayne, hey, thanks so much, buddy. It's great to see you again. Obviously, you know, great session, great time. You and Shauna really kicked butt. And
thanks a bunch.
We're really proud of both of you. So, hey, Shauna, let's keep going. Shauna, keep an eye
on
the back channel for us. A lot of Cinco de Wempen debate going on, which is fantastic.
Sure.
Hopefully Brian will find his way to the show. We'll see. Area code 217.
Where is he?
Area code 217, you're next on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, this is Donna Rogers.
Hi, Donna. Great to hear from you.
Hey, I really had a good time. I was one of those newbies that I heard that very first night at the pre-tweet up that we were HR Evolution virgins.
Wow,
so,
I didn't catch that. Fantastic.
It was exciting to be one, but I think I agree with Trish, though, that, you know, I really like the networking and being able to meet everybody live in person.
Yeah, it was great. It was a super – we're getting a little blowback here. I'm not sure who that's from, so
– Oh, can you hear me better?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Might
have been the storm in the background.
You're not doing any wind tunnel testing tonight, are you, Donna?
Oh. No.
Is that how you celebrate Cinco de Wempen?
Could be. So, Donna, so what was it what you expected as sort of a new attendee and maybe someone who maybe wasn't completely sure what you were getting into when you came down to HR Evolution?
Well, I can't say I really knew what to expect, to be honest with you. But it absolutely blew me away. I mean, I really like the in-depth discussions that we got into in the sessions and how everybody was really honest and straightforward. And you could really take it to your own level of understanding and learning. And I like the idea that, you know, we didn't have a set, you know, specific PowerPoint that, we had to stay online. I know last year we had somebody at one of our conference sessions say, oh, we've got to get back to the script. And in at HR Evolution, it wasn't like that.
Right.
Yeah, no.
No, no doubt. I mean, we did some, you know, there were some presentation elements in some of the sessions. And quite honestly, I think that's fine. I mean, I'm not sort of coming down hard on the whole, you know, we're an unconference deal and we can't have presentations, we can't have any structure, because quite frankly, I think that in its own way is a little bit limiting, right? That sort of that adherence to we can't have any structure kind of forces some you know, reverse the heat kind of structure, if that makes any sense. So I like the blend that we had across the sessions, where we had a little bit of presentation in some, and some we had none, and some were very interactive, some were completely experiential. It was a real cross-section of different styles of presentation, I thought, which worked pretty well.
Yeah, and then that was hard to choose which sessions to go to, and so perhaps it might have been more, I may have gotten some of them that were primarily discussion worthy, and there was a little introduction, and that's really necessary, really, to get yourself,
sure,
get the group thinking, and also, you know, if there's statistics related to the subject or what have you, so...
Yeah.
But I really did like it, and I really thought it was well put together, and you know, I really like the networking part of it mostly. So
Donna, it was great. Thanks so much for that. Appreciate the call, and hang out with us if you can tonight. Let's do a quick reset, Shauna. This is the happy hour. We are talking about HR Evolution, really just getting some feedback and sharing some stories from the event from folks who were there mainly. I guess everyone who's called so far is someone who's been there, right? I'd love to hear the perspective of someone who actually wasn't there. It would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, and how much they wish that they had been there.
Yeah, right. We can rub it in, you mean, if when they call? Yeah,
just a little.
Yeah. Can we tell you about the lobster mac and cheese again? It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So our call-in number 646-378-1086. On Twitter, our hashtag is HR Happy Hour. We'd be remiss if we, you know, Trish came on, of course, and talked a little bit at the top of the show. We would be remiss not to also acknowledge and thank the other founders/organizers of the event, Ben Eubanks and Crystal Peterson, who
both
did just fantastic job, as always, leading up to the event, during the event, and onward. Ben was able to bring his wife and his two little girls. Kind of the hit of the show to some extent. Future HR, I'm going to start muting some lines. We're getting some blowback here from the background. So let's do that right now. But anyway, so yeah, Ben was there and it was fantastic, and we really appreciated that. Let's go take another call. Line 7, area code 978. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey guys, it's Eric Weingartner.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Is that because of Lisa Watson's Cinco de Mayo tweet there? She's trying to get me back to dinner.
I'm just working down the line, buddy. You're next. So,
I love that. I told her, I'm like, I'm going on both phones in case 5 goes above 9. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny. We were, you know, we've been working hard in Boston all week with Matt Charney and Lisa, and you know, we were kind of caught up in our Cinco de Mayo celebration, and I got mentioned on a tweet about HR Happy Hour. I was like, oh my God, you guys, Zapter Raid is on Thursday. What are we doing down here?
Yeah,
having a drink?
Come on.
We're supposed to be on Happy Hour, right?
You
got to
call in, absolutely.
I know. So for the rest of the time we've been up here, but, you know, just as a, you know, because I don't do so much blogging, but I think the back channel, or just the stream on this has just been absolutely vibrant since, you know, coming up to the event and afterwards. Can't even keep up with it. But I think that sort of shows the evolution of the revolution. You know, that's a tweet, or that's a whole blog post I'm waiting for right there, evolution of the revolution.
Right, sure.
But I think you guys just did such an amazing job, and I always have a little bit of a manic depression after HR Evolution. You know, you get all excited and you think about all the things you should be doing and can do, and you know what you're in control of and what you're not, and then inevitably it goes into a little depression, like I want to go back, you know, and then you're back up. So it's like that up and down, and I think that just from looking at the stream and hearing your guys' voices again, what we're doing is really cool and special. And, you know, we're stuck with this. Should it get bigger? Does it stay smaller? What happens? And then I'm like, I want to, like, just go away with, like, 10 of these people and solve some real problems. You know,
ooh.
I think that's – maybe we should – we need a who knew hashtag for that. But I just couldn't be more pleased with how the event went, how it's evolved, how just the new people, the new faces, the first-time faces, right? So
yeah.
It was, you know, meeting those avatars, right? Just incredible. And to think, in, you know, 2 years ago this didn't exist for our community, and now here we are doing this. You guys are just amazing. So,
yes, Eric, thank you so much. We really appreciate your involvement, of course, personally, as well as, you know, through your organization, Monster.com. We've been there from the beginning, and I know your food is waiting, you know, to be served or has been served. But, Eric, you delivered one of the more interesting sessions, in my opinion, of the event. I wonder if you might, you know, talk just a couple of minutes about your session, sort of on leading virtual teams and sort of the really talking about the new world of work a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know what was interesting about it, Steve, was that it was the first time I'd ever been asked to speak about something that I don't get paid to speak on, right? You know, so for me it was this weird, like, oh, well, why do you want me to talk about that? And then I realized, well, wait, you know, I manage a white-collar, professional, high-performing, amazing team of people who none of them work in the same office as their boss, right? And we have this tight-knit, you know, take a bullet for each other type culture and connection that is mostly done virtually. You know, obviously we get together and we do that. So it was really just sharing how I lead and manage and how my managers lead and manage and how each of us lead ourselves and evolve ourselves through digital connection and this whole constant, we keep in touch with each other virtually. But that doesn't sort of define our connections, right? So I think it was really just sharing some of the best practices that we've just created and how we're constantly thinking about. And you know, I think there certainly has been a lot of follow-up from it, but, you know, simple things to some that cost no money, you know, just a matter of how do you maintain or build community and then how do you scale that? And, you know, as my team is growing now, we're always thinking just like those HR evolution air quote virgins, we're thinking, you know, our team, my management team now is thinking like, oh my God, what must it be like to come on to this team
right
now? Like a new person. We're like, oh my God, that'll be fantastic. But it was a topic of debate today. Like, how would we, you know, bring and introduce new people into this who, you know, may be coming from a culture that, you know, they may sit right next to everybody, but not be like, ooh, this blows. Really reaffirming to me that what we're doing is absolutely right. We hadn't really thought about it in the context of a session, but the dialogue was incredible. You know, and I believe strongly, and you've got to, in order to have a great team, the team is the individuals, right? I don't ever show my org chart, even to my CEO. He's never seen an org chart from me without seeing a team picture. No, I show org charts. I have to. But if you see my org chart, it's always it's an org chart. And if I show that, then you got to see my picture, right? Because I have a team picture with everybody in it, because anybody can buy the boxes. Right, you can buy the boxes. You can't buy the people in the boxes, right? You know, and these are the kinds of things that are just our management philosophy, right? So I think we had a really good conversation, Steve, about is it about virtual or is it about management or is it about managing teams and how you can't really think about these things separately. It's a great session.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what people told me anyway, but, you know.
No, I mean, I heard nothing but good things about the session. The tweet stream around your session was pretty phenomenal as well. And that was kind of the interesting thing. You mentioned sort of the back channel sort of during the event. I'm sort of amazed by the strength and duration of the back channel post-event. I mean, here we are, you know, 6 days later or so, right? And it's still pretty aggressively being talked about online, and it could be certainly there's been, you know, what, Shauna, 50 blog posts probably this week, but but that's also a testament as well that people feel compelled to share.
You guys, it's going as strong as most conferences go in session, right?
Yeah.
So like, you can't keep up with it. I mean, on my tweet deck, I'm like, normally, you know, it would be just like stuck on Saturday, Right? You know, Sunday morning, right? You know, it's just like, oh, we all went home, and then it would be the, I made it, I'm back, so good to be home. You know, it's all this, you know, like travel then because the conference is over. This is all content, and it's, you know, you've got to stay up on it every couple of hours or else you got to go search somewhere else, right? So
right,
I think
right.
that is your, that is how you should be measuring your success. The dialogue was started, but it hasn't finished. You know, and Twitter allows us to say, see you tomorrow instead of see you, you know, in Vegas in October. And I think the community is really making good on that. Right? We're activating right now. We're activists today. So it's awesome. You guys created this.
Yeah, no, Trish and Ben were the masterminds behind this, and I think the rest of us are luckily along for the ride. So, and Eric, you know, again, thank you so much for your involvement, your contribution, and all the support of Monster.com to the HR Revolution. It's, without you guys, we don't have it. I really do believe that. So
you are awesome.
Really appreciate that.
Well, it's our pleasure. All right,
all
guys,
right,
enjoy the rest of the
Thank
time.
Thank you. Go have dinner. Go have dinner. Have some fun. Say hi to our friends.
Oh, hey, you know what, buddy? I do want to tell you one funny little thing that happened to me. It's still happening to me.
What?
So I get a call yesterday afternoon in the middle of meetings from Bank of America. And they are like, this is the Bank of America Fraud Prevention Group. You know, we have suspicious activity on your credit card we'd like to make you aware of. And I was like, whatever, I don't have time for this. So it's a voicemail. So
right.
this morning I'm at Starbucks, you know, buying my coffees for everybody. And I go to use my Monster card and it's declined. And I was like,
ooh.
Those ladies must have really had something going on. So, of course, I call, and they're like, well, we have all these unbelievably suspicious charges in Atlanta. They're like, there's this club ER. And there were all these very suspicious charges on my credit card. I was like, you must not track me very often. Those aren't suspicious charges. Those are mine. We went out.
Yeah,
and they're like,
yeah.
Well, but there were travel charges. They're like, well, you weren't in Atlanta. I'm like, yeah, I was in Atlanta for a couple of days. And they're like, well, where are you now? I'm like, I'm in Boston. They're like, but I've already been to Cincinnati. And they were like, so these are yours? All of these are yours? Like, can you please turn on my card? I have things to do.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I knew a couple. I've been trying to call Trish all day because I knew that would make her day. But anyway,
I've
told the whole world about
now,
my
now
suspicious.
We know. Now we know.
All right guys.
So
have
much.
A good one.
You too.
Bye.
So, that was funny. I knew, you know, I didn't want to say this to Eric while he's on the line, but you know, so I knew Sean. I could see someone snuck over to that Cheetah Club. I know someone did. I don't know who, but someone did.
Well, I bet someone did.
Come
it's
on,
just,
that
it's
was,
right there.
You could see the sign right from the road. It was right there, right?
Apparently, I've heard good things.
Yeah. Hey, so let's. We got about 12 minutes left in the show. This is HR Happy Hour. We're just sort of hanging out, talking about the HR evolution. Lots of folks who've jumped on board tonight, and we appreciate that. There's still time for you, too, if you're on the line or still debating, making that call. You know, now's your shot, 646-378-1086. Press 1 once you get hooked up, and we will get you on board in the last part of the show. We do have one more caller who wants to get on right now. Let's go to area code 815. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Well, you wanted somebody to call in who wasn't there, and I figure I'm the only one following the HR Happy Hour tonight.
Aw, John, we missed you.
John, how are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
So,
celebrating my Cinco de Wempin, talking about the HR Revolution. It's been a big night for me.
Yeah. Well, my celebration of Cinco de Wempin was pulled pork burritos.
Mmm.
Yummy.
That's nice. So, that's nice.
And
so John, you were a guy who's been, you know, I hate to say this, on the outside looking in a little bit. I mean, do you get a little annoyed? You know, it's like, enough of this HR evolution talk? Will you people just shut up by now?
Oh, no. The only time I was a little annoyed on it, Saturday morning I sat down doing some work here in my office and was following the Twitter stream, and then finally about 10 o'clock, I said, that's it, I'm done. I cannot follow this anymore, or I'm going to go insane. So I walked outside and immediately had a cannon fired at me. So what can I tell you?
A cannon fired at you?
There was a Civil War reenactment going on across the street from my house.
I was going to say, where in your front yard?
No, about a half a block away.
Yeah, so.
But no, it was, you know, and I knew it kind of wasn't in the plans this year, and, you know, I just followed the Twitter stream and just kicked myself for about every 5 seconds. But it won't happen in 2012. As to, I think
you're,
one of the
are
things
you gonna
I,
come? Are you gonna come to Vegas?
No, I don't.
Vegas,
like,
you know, baby.
That's interesting, John. You mentioned 2012 because, like many other events, certainly, and HR Evolution is no exception. It didn't take long, Shauna. You know, from when the event was sort of, you know, winding down and wrapping up, and you know, we've got the Vegas thing going on in the fall, certainly, but you know, folks were wondering about, you know, the next event, meaning so the next sort of spring event, which is when we've been doing the HR Evolution the last 3 years, and already the speculation and discussion about, you know, when's the next event, where will it be, what will it be like. So we might as well kick that off, right? We've got a few more minutes left in the show, Shauna. You can give your sort of thoughts on it. I can share mine, and folks on the back channel are on the line as well. So next spring, let's say, not the Vegas thing in the fall, because that's sort of already locked in, but if we're doing another HR, I'm saying if, but I kind of believe
it.
So
there's no if to it there.
I'll say when. So when we do the next HR Evolution in the spring, where should we go? Should we go back to Chicago?
Whoa.
Should we go somewhere else? So you can maybe tweet out your suggestions or call in as well and share those with us if you care to in the last few minutes of the show. Because honestly, you know, Trish, I think we might have lost Trish, but I know.
She's back. There she is.
Is she?
Hey, Trish.
Okay.
Hi, am I on?
Yes,
yep.
Trish, so we're talking about, like, next spring, if we do another event, and I'm saying if, but I sort of believe it's when. I don't know how you
it's
feel about
totally
that.
When. Well, I've got a couple ideas, so I will just throw out there that Naomi Bloom has mentioned everyone going to Fort Myers, Florida in January.
January,
because she said that way we're not interfering with any other conference season. Everybody's not all traveled out. It's nice and warm. We'd be at the yacht club, so that's a possibility.
Okay.
So that's one. I personally, you know, I live in St. Louis. We've never done a St. Louis one. I can tell you that we have. I'd have to clear this with the powers that be, but we at the hospital's part of BJC Healthcare. We have the most gorgeous facilities, and so for anyone that went and met Colleen Sutherland at this event, she works at BJC as well, and so. I know that she and David and I would certainly be interested in trying to figure out something in St. Louis if people are interested. So, but I'd love to hear other suggestions too. So,
well,
so,
people are hearing on Minneapolis, which I support.
Yeah, I've seen Boston on the back channel on the Twitter stream as well. So that's an option. Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This is John. I think we ought to do it in Memphis in May. During the barbecue contest and enter a barbecue.
That's a great
idea.
I love
that. That's an option. Is Rochester, New York on the table, Trish, at all? Or no?
Yeah. Are you hosting? No. Will you barbecue, Steve?
I would barbecue if you came to my hometown, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Let's do Rochester.
You say it rains every day.
It does. It does rain. It does nothing but rain. I'm ready to start gathering animals two by two in another day.
Aww.
So
Portland.
So let's
get
around out there for a while. So next spring, throw out your suggestions. We have one more person who wants to get on board. We haven't heard from yet, so let's take that call right now. Area code 702. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Oh, that's me again. This is China. I dialed in on my landline because my cell was dying.
All right, China, I'm going to ask you then. Next spring, HR Evolution, where should we take it?
I'm voting for my hometown of St. Louis because Dwayne Lay says he'll have us all over to his house for a barbecue.
All right. Let me
vote
for
St. Louis.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay, good. No, I don't want to do it in St. Louis. I love to travel. You guys, look, here's the thing.
Oh.
Everybody who's at HR Evolution, you can come to my house for barbecue anyway. How's that?
Yeah. So let's go to line 8. We have another call. Line 8, area code 647. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Catherine Duffy calling from Canada.
Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you guys?
Canada.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Oh, Canada.
So it's worth my long-distance minutes to throw Toronto's hat in the ring here.
I think
given that we're such a progressive city. I think it would catch on fire here. You've got so many HR professionals, and between the dozen or so of us that were up, we should, or down, I should say, you guys should come up.
Very cool. I've never been
Catherine,
to Canada.
I'm there. You got to listen. I'm going to talk. You can tell them. I said this. Tell your friends David Premer and Daniel Debo. They need to invite me to Toronto soon. I haven't been up there in a while. And I'm just around the lake from them. It's unconscionable how little love I get from you guys up there. Come on.
Absolutely. No, come on. We'll show you a good time. I'll personally make sure we show you all the sights of Toronto. There's some good stuff happening here this summer, so it's a good place to be when it's not minus 30 or so.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, right? If we go to Toronto, Catherine, we have to wait till at least May or so, right? Because we can have that extended winter situation in Toronto, no doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was talking to some people at the conference this year who had said they had never seen snow. And my story of my father leaving the second story window of our house to start shoveling so that we could open the front door and help him, I think that resonated with the Southerners. So,
yeah,
Canada, HR Evolution, bring it on.
Hey, I love the idea, Catherine. It's an international thing.
Please.
That would be cool.
Get your passports now, people.
I'm not against that. So cool. It's kind of cool to have this conversation, honestly. I think it's fun to talk about it and solicit ideas because, quite honestly, I mean, do you know of any other events that really actively try to go out to the attendees or prospective attendees and actually gauge where they might want to have the event, right? I mean, come on.
It is different.
Orlando,
yeah,
Florida, Shauna, what about that? You haven't even mentioned that, right? In your backyard, that might be
Everything
fun.
Everything comes to Florida. I want to go elsewhere.
Fantastic. Hey, so Catherine, thanks so much. Great to meet you at the event, and we really appreciate you guys coming down. We had a fairly strong Canadian contingent this year.
Four
or five folks, I think. Yeah, which
we
was cool.
Very international. We had the UK,
London,
we had Canada,
UK.
We had New Zealand.
Yeah, you know what, Shauna, we've gone the whole show. We haven't even mentioned our UK friends, though, that are all asleep now, but huge props to that group, John Ingham, Neil Morrison, Gareth Jones, I'm forgetting someone, Mervyn Dinan. Right?
Mervyn.
Yeah, of course. Taller than his avatar, Mervyn, made it over, which is great. So it was really cool to see those guys as well, and you know.
And
really shows kind of the importance and I don't know, just the interest for guys to get on a plane and go that far for a one-day event, essentially. So
totally.
Mad props to those guys. Wow, so we're winding it down, Shauna. Anyone, all the lines are open of everybody who's called in, so if anyone has some final words, now's your shot.
Yes.
Otherwise, go ahead. No? Okay. I thought someone said I do. Okay.
You guys are so quiet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we're very passionate people.
Yeah, no kidding. So you know, honestly, we wrapped it up. You know, it was a great event, a lot of fun. You know, huge thanks to all the attendees, presenters, sponsors, everyone who took time out of their schedule to get down there. A shout-out to our friend Ben Eubanks. Of course, I saw on the Twitter stream he's dealing with some sick little babies at home tonight. So, Ben, thanks so much. Appreciate all the hard work. Crystal as well. Just a fantastic job. It looks like we have one more person who wants to jump on. We have about 1 minute left, so area code 972. Looks like you have the last word tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Lois. I was just dialing in for the after show.
Hey, Lois.
Right. Well, Lois, I'm glad you dialed in so we could say thank you as well, of course, for supporting our show and for you guys at Acquire supporting the HR Evolution as well. Fantastic.
Oh, it is our pleasure.
The bacon cupcakes were one of many highlights of the event.
Oh,
certainly.
You guys provided those? Because those are awesome.
They were
those
fantastic.
Were I love
all
the
right,
picture,
so,
taking pictures of the cupcake.
Yeah, and Monster.com, we have to tweet out the link, Shauna, again, to all the pictures that are out on Flickr that Elena from Monster.com took and uploaded. There's hundreds
great
of great pictures from the event. And our friend Paul Hebert made a really cool video on his website with some of those pictures as well. So check that out. So we're about winding down. Shauna, if you want to open up all the lines for after show, you can do that.
Will do.
We have about a minute left in the show, so I just want to make a couple of quick announcements. First of all, thanks, everyone, for listening and participating tonight. It was kind of a fun, unstructured show and got a chance to sort of get our last little bit of HR evolution out of our systems, maybe at least for a little while. So we really appreciate that.
And there is
going to
be, Ben Eubanks is hosting a special Carnival of HR on May 18th to kind of gather all of this great HR evolution posts and content. So don't forget to get your post to him by Monday, May 16th.
Right. We'll tweet out that link as well on the hashtag HR Carnival coming up And lots of fun coming up on this show. We're doing a recruiting technology kind of show next week. And the week after that, the big 100th episode. So I hope you'll be back in 2 weeks for that. So thanks so much, everybody, from the HR Happy Hour. All the lines are open on After Show. If you want to get on the After Show, you need to call in right now. 646-378-1086. And good night from the HR Happy Hour. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yay!
This episode of HR Happy Hour was sponsored by Acquire, providers of leading workforce planning and analytics software. We're also a sponsor of HR Evolution in Atlanta this month. If you go, we hear the Flying Biscuit serves amazing fried green tomatoes. Now, if you're in the mood for some good barbecue, come to Dallas-Fort Worth in May for Acquire's Structure 2011 conference. Learn more and register at acquireinc.com/structure. 2011.
Welcome to the After Show on the HR Happy Hour.
Yay!
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Was that Kermit the Frog that jumped in at the end of the show before it went off the air? I thought I heard him, like, cheering.
I'm not sure. The end of the show,
it was awesome.
It always gets a little crazy in the last 30 seconds of the show, no doubt. Just for the record, for new entrants to the After Show, we are not streaming live on the Internet at the moment, but everything you say does make the recorded archive, so please... please consider that before you say whatever it is you want to say.
Be good. Well, not
fastest
that good.
Show ever, Steve.
I thought it was epic.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah. I think we've got
to. Fastest show ever.
I think we need to, next week, maybe change the schedule around and really dive into the whole sort of Cinco de Wempen kind of phenomenon. You know?
In depth.
That is awesome.
Follow it.
I just want to make a quick observation. I said this on the back channel, too. After all the discussions from Saturday and all the discussions all week during drive-thru, there's not been one F-bomb dropped on this show. I'd like to fix that right now.
Do it now.
Funkadelic. Funkadelic.
Yeah.
That's
Funkadelic.
That's for you, Dawn.
Yeah, and that's funny. We oddly enough, we don't get a lot of F-bombs on the radio show every once in a while, but it's strange, you know. It's like it seems like in the community there's people who don't have a problem dropping it, you know, in face-to-face in front of, like, 80 people, but on the radio show we don't get much of it. So that's cool, you know.
I think people are curating their digital footprint very actively. Yes.
Whatever.
You know, some people are really, really careful about their social media presence. You know what I say to that? Fuck that.
Whoa!
Oh,
yeah.
There goes the
streak
after
is broken.
F-bomb.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, thanks, Steve. This is Donna, and I just want to say thanks to all of you and Trish and Crystal and Ben. It was a wonderful first-time event for me, so...
Well, thanks, Donna. We appreciate that. I know I appreciate that for sure. The others, I don't know. They're sometimes a little smug about the whole thing. But I got to tell you, I'm still pretty sincere about it. And
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Hey,
you know what?
Yeah,
I don't miss you at all.
Really?
Ooh.
I'm sure you'll be forced to deal with me at some event somewhere along the way, right? I mean,
yeah, like in a month probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Hey, can I ask a logistics question about the Vegas show? Do you guys know? Is there any plans to have like a joint ticket for Revolution and Tech? Because I know we're gonna have the discount for Tech, but I didn't know if there was a plan to do like a joint ticket package, or is that too difficult to do?
Okay. It's still two separate entities, and so we won't be able to separate them that way.
I just don't have to wait for one to go on sale to get the other one, but that's okay. Thank you.
That's right.
And are you gonna have a call for track leaders again?
Yeah, China, that's a great question. I believe we are going to do that. Right now we're sorting out the scheduling, in terms of just the length of the event. We're trying to figure out, I guess, you know, how long the event should be, how many sessions we should try to architect for. Does it make sense to start too early on a Sunday morning? If people are maybe flying in on Sunday, that those types of things we're trying to figure out right now.
I would hate to spend a Saturday night in Vegas.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, it's Dawn. It's Dawn.
Hey, Dawn. What's up, Dawn?
Hey. Hey. It was a great show, by the way. Hey, I've got a question for you, since I'm an HR Evolution virgin this last go-around. if you wanted to make it longer, is there a strategic reason why we don't do it on a Friday and a Saturday? Just never knew.
Woo.
I'll let Trish handle that one.
Well, I mean, in the past, I mean, when we created it, it was more we were doing it on a Saturday so that people wouldn't have to necessarily take off work. Because we were trying, you know what I mean? That was the original reason. But, no, I would say, like, if we do it, you know, when we do it in the spring, I wouldn't be opposed to us having it be a two-day thing because people have said they would like it longer. So that's totally possible. This fall, it's just going to be on that one day just because it's in conjunction with the other conference. But, no, in the spring, it's certainly open, and if that's something that people want, they can definitely email us, call us, tweet it, whatever. I mean, we have the ability. It's ours. It's yours. So we have the ability to make it whatever we want.
You know, I'd like to make it, John, that's a great question. I'd like to make it, you know, if we could, like a college football game or a NASCAR event where people start rolling into town in their RVs like 3 days before the event.
I can't wait to tailgate
for
the Revolution.
Cool. We set up a big campground.
Maybe.
The one thing from a really practical standpoint, though, is that so with doing a two-day event makes it twice as expensive. So that is something just for us to keep in mind as planners because, you know, I mean, we have very, very loyal sponsors. That would involve doubling our sponsorship, basically, in order just to be able to cover it so that we can keep the cost really, really low. Because, I mean, the bottom line is if you were to divide it all out, it still costs about between two and three thousand per participant for us to put this on, and so basically each of the participants is paying $150. Our sponsors are paying all the rest of that, so it's still as expensive as any other conference. It's just that we're not passing that on to the participants. So yeah, we would have to double or close to double that for 2 days.
Yeah,
for the record, it would still be a bargain.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's just a matter of, you know, we'd probably need more help in soliciting sponsorship, quite honestly. So, yeah, if there are people sort of willing to help do that, we'd be all for it.
Well, and I would say to put some levity to the conversation, I mean, if you didn't change anything, it's still cool.
Yeah.
It's all good the way it is.
Yeah. We have heard that definitely, like, let's make it a little longer. Let's, you know, one thing we did purposefully this year, and I think it worked out okay, maybe slightly we went a little bit too far in the afternoon, was we did space the sessions a little bit more. We started earlier for a reason so that we could have a little more downtime in between sessions and then out of the lunch break so that folks could have more opportunities to just, you know, hang out and network and chat and things like that. So we're mindful of that as well.
Hey, just one other quick thought just for the group on the phone. I mean, if we could find a corporate site to have it so that would save us some money, that also would be really helpful. We tried to sort of facilitate that this year and just didn't quite get there, but I mean, I know this group of people, we all have a lot of contacts, so that would be an option as well, which could help dictate what city it lands in too. So
Super point.
Yeah,
and then maybe we could, you know,
it was like a Felser moment.
Yeah, no, you know, I know. We haven't had that in a while. We haven't had a Stelzer in a while. So, but yeah, so anyway, I mean, you know, I hope to see, I think there'll be some more reaction coming, some more follow-ups coming. I know some folks left the event so sort of charged up and really energized, and a number of the sessions really were like the HR Slam, Jason Lauritzen and Steve Brown session, which you didn't really get a chance to talk about on the show tonight, was another one of those sessions where, you know, the attendees were really sort of inspired and challenged, if you will, to kind of, you know, declare almost what they thought they could do or should do or were going to try to do when they got home. And I thought that was a really great session as well that we didn't get a chance to talk about tonight. All right. Well, I think I Stelzner'd everybody too, right? Any last words anyone has before we sign off for the night?
Hey, Steve, it's Mike Krupa.
Krupa, Koopa, what's up, brother? IT support, you know.
Yeah, and I have a really important question for Trish. So, you know, as we know, there's been a lot of acquisitions in HR tech this year. Since HR Evolution is sort of joining up a little with HR tech, do we need to worry about LRP acquiring HR Evolution?
Only if they're smart.
I was gonna say, I will sell out for lots and lots of money.
So sounds like Mike. It sounds like that might be yes, Mike. That answer sounds like it could be possible. A possible yes.
I think we better get Lois and Trish together to talk about it.
Yeah. Leverage buyout, maybe. Hostile takeover.
Yeah.
Something.
Hey, Lois and I are great partners. We've been partners for many, many years, right, Lois?
We can make it happen.
Yeah, let's go. Absolutely. Super. Hey, Mike, great job at the event, doing a little wireless Wi-Fi tech support throughout the day. That was great.
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah. Let us know when Liz Godung sends you down to Ecuador or Thailand or wherever that she was talking about at the event.
Hey, this is Tim Gardner, and she did ask me, who was that guy?
Yeah, awesome.
Steve is really working hard to get Mike out of the country, isn't he?
Yeah, I want to sublet his place in Portland. That's my angle, right?
We're going to have HR Evolution Thailand then, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's gold right there is what just happened. That's beautiful.
Wow, well, super. Hey, Tim, man, it was great to meet you, and thanks for all your help this weekend as well. Last weekend, I should say. It was fantastic.
No
great
problem.
Great to be in town. Great to meet you. And, you know, Liz's opening was fantastic. Quite frankly, her closing was fantastic, too. The comment she made right at the end of the session.
That was so awesome.
Very inspiring and cool, I thought, as well.
Yeah.
She's still talking about it, so that's a good thing.
Fantastic. And we're looking for that blog, Tim. So when she gets going on that external blog, we want to make sure we see that.
What was the name of that blog, Steve?
We recommended Super Absorbent HR.
Excellent.
There were several of them flying around.
Her daughters recommended Huggies for Everyone.
Ooh, that's good. I'm not big on the hugging myself, but other folks in the community sort of are into that. So
That's funny.
You know, we need to figure out how many blogs get started after this, because David Cook is actually truly going to start a blog. So
that's awesome.
Wow. So who's the most influential person at HR Evolution? Has to be Trish. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. And the two little girls, Bree and Bella Eubanks, too. They had a lot of swag. I mean, everybody wanted to talk to them.
So
everybody wanted to meet them.
They were the most popular.
All right, guys, super. I think we're done, right? I think we're out. Shauna, super show. We'll see you guys next week. Everybody, thank you so much. Great time, and let's keep the conversation going. Trish, you know, maybe about, you know, as we get in the lead up to HR Tech and the next HR Evolution, we'll do another show, of course, and get people pumped up for that as well. I think that would be a good idea.
Okay. All right. Thanks a bunch.
All right, everybody.
We will great show. Good night, everybody.
Time. Thanks, everybody.
Adios.
You know, we'll see you next time on the HR Happy Hour. Bye.
See ya.
Hello, world.